Hey there, are you ready to build a fitness business that becomes a true income producing asset? Then I welcome you to the Fitness Business Freedom Show, brought to you by Fitness Revolution. I am your host, Justin Hanover, and we have over 15 years of experience building thriving fitness businesses, and we are committed to sharing our knowledge and expertise with you. You can expect to hear proven business foundations and frameworks, success stories from our coaching partners, and guest experts to give you straight answers for your biggest questions. Doesn't matter if you have an online business, fitness facility, or operate as an independent trainer, you are in the right place to grow your business and create the personal freedom you desire. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Justin Hanover, success coach with Fitness Revolution. Now, before we dive in and bring on today's guest, I want to share a little bit about who I have joining me and what you can expect to hear. So, with that being said, I have the pleasure of speaking with Debbie Oster today. And Debbie is a marketing and brand consultant and fractional CMO with over 10 years of experience providing integrated marketing, communication, and brand strategies for B2B and B2C clients from established corporations to small startups. With a specialty in strategic planning and problem solving, Debbie offers expertise in marketing, communications, and lead generation strategy. She has executed and managed programs that include product launch planning, digital marketing campaigns, content strategy, messaging and positioning, thought leadership, customer and partner programs, social media events, as well as market competitive analysis. In addition to her background in marketing, Debbie also has related experience in building effective teams, mentoring and training staff, identifying inefficiencies and implementing new operational processes. So with that being said, with Debbie's background, obviously you can gather that we're going to be diving into the marketing side of things. And something really important to point out is as you grow and scale your fitness business, it becomes very important to identify specific roles and putting the right people in those roles to execute. It has to be beyond you. It can't be just you doing everything. So now it becomes you identifying where your zone of genius is and then finding the right people to make up your weaknesses. And that's what's going to allow you to go a lot further. And that's why in a conversation with Debbie, she really broke down exactly, first off, what a fractional CMO is and how to leverage a position like this to keep advancing your business forward without losing sight of the future vision. And Debbie answers all of your questions around providing providing tactical advice. And if you're not even quite ready for a role like this, no problem. We address that as well. And she lays out like how to actually look at your marketing from the owner's perspective if it is just you at this moment. So regardless of where you're at in your business journey, you will find value in this conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Debbie onto the show. Today's episode is brought to you by Fitness Revolution. So you started your fitness business and you've been in the game now for a few years. You might have even seen some good growth over those years, but now you feel stuck. You feel like the momentum you once had just isn't there and you don't know how to get it back. Should you be focusing on your marketing, your sales, or your team? What is the next bottleneck to focus on that will allow you to break the chains holding you back? That's a great question. And one of the biggest skill sets as an owner is to be able to understand and identify the next biggest issue to keep your business moving forward. This is exactly why Fitness Revolution has created our proprietary needs assessment to allow you to quickly see where your business stacks up and receive immediate feedback on what to focus on next. It's a quick 10-question assessment that will be able to provide valuable feedback to get past sticking points and hit your next goal. Whether you are stuck, feeling frustrated with your current progress, or just want to dial in what's working, this assessment is the first step to making that happen. I invite you to head over to the show notes where a direct link to the needs assessment will be so you can easily access it there. Now, let's jump into today's show. Debbie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it with us, sharing your story and insights.
Hey, Justin. Thanks so much for having me as a guest today. I appreciate it. I'm very excited for our conversation.
And then, likewise, and it's the pleasure is all mine to have you on. So let's start with giving our listeners some perspective as to who you are. And so kind of like that 1,000-foot overview of how you became the Debbie we're speaking with today.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm considered a fractional CMO or a chief marketing officer. I started out in marketing about a decade ago. I started as a marketing coordinator and kind of just worked my way up over the years. I've held most positions in a marketing department, lots of project management positions. And it's all kind of just come together over the course of the last few years. I think I have that entrepreneurial spirit, if you will. I think I just really was ready for something new and decided to go out on my own. And now I'm working with, businesses one-on-one, acting as their fractional CMO.
So is it safe to say like marketing was like kind of always on your radar?
I went to college as an English lit major, which my dad wouldn't be happy about.
There's some overlap there.
there is. And all of my professors in college said, a communications major, English major is useful in so many different, avenues. Could have gone into law, marketing, writing, whatever it might be. But marketing was what I chose and kind of where I found, I can be creative, but also strategic and analytical.
Mm. Yeah, no, definitely is the nice blend of both worlds there. Mm-hmm. So in your perspective, obviously of having a long career from like the corporate path, was there anything in particular that like triggered like the now response to want to go out and create something for yourself?
Yeah, I think, I think in every role I've had, I've kind of, I've had a blend of being the strategic kind of mind behind, campaigns, but also, the tactical, the person executing everything. And I just got to a point in my career where I really loved the strategic part of it. I really loved speaking with, the CEOs or the VPs of the company and coming up with, brainstorming ideas on how to get their business to the next level. And I think that's when I decided, I really need to focus more on the strategic side of things, which means I need to be at a higher level and focus less on the actual tactical execution of everything. And I think that's what kind of was like the final push for me to go out and try to make something of myself as a fractional CMO.
Love that. And it's obviously through this time, you just become more aware of obviously what your skill set is and also what you really want your time going towards. And that's, I think that's obviously important for everyone listening. That it's like, that's something to make sure you're becoming aware of as you're going through your journey in business in life, is like just always kind of auditing what you've been doing, where you're at, like, and what the next step makes, like what that looks like for you. If what you're doing is in alignment with that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think especially for, gym owners, having the ability to be able to step back at some point in time in their journey and say like, I want to be doing less of this and focusing more on this, whatever that is for them or whatever that looks like. But yeah, that's exactly what happened with me.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. So you mentioned obviously a couple times already, like the fractional CMO role. Can you kind of dive into that a little bit more and explain like exactly what that is, how it differs from maybe a regular CMO role, and like kind of like what exactly is like your role within the business?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. So, traditionally a chief marketing officer is, it's a full-time position. It's pretty highly paid. And when it really comes down to it, that person's expertise or knowledge is needed a few hours out of the day, but you don't necessarily need them working full-time for your organization or business because, they're supposed to be more the high-level strategic thinker. Not like I said, actually executing on the tasks or the tactical plan. So you don't need them 8 hours a day. So it doesn't make good business sense to be paying, you know, a full-time role for a position that, that really could be, you know, just, part-time. So that's kind of where that role came from. And I think this fractional CMO, CFO, you know, I think this is like, I know it's more of a trend that's kind of developed over the course of the last 5 years or so. But it really does work for a lot of types of businesses. You know, especially I think smaller businesses, that don't have a giant marketing department, or, you know, they're not spending millions of dollars on marketing every year. So yeah, I think, you know, and the, one of the benefits of having a fractional CMO is, you know, they have this way of thinking, and they can help you provide and create a comprehensive marketing plan and overall strategy that aligns with your business goals. And I just think it's really important to have somebody who can strategize at that level for your business. You know, as opposed to like, if you have a social media marketer, they are an expert in social media marketing, not necessarily the, you know, overarching goals of a marketing plan in general for a business.
Mm. Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And I was actually just going to ask too, like, is this like a newer type of title? Because it's newer to me. Like, I haven't heard of like the fractional CMO role, but it seems like it's obviously. I agree. It makes sense because I think it allows, like you said, smaller businesses to tap into like higher level talent that they maybe would not have been able to access before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I said 5 years. I mean, it could be a little longer than that when it originated, but I think where it really came from was, you know, with all these startups, you know, they're, you know, small businesses, they don't have a ton of funding yet. But they know that they need that kind of, you know, that person, that role who's able to think and help them figure out, like, how are they going to get from point A to point B the quickest way possible? And so they, there was this necessity for that role, but they couldn't afford to pay somebody full time at that level. So I think that's where it stemmed from originally.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And I think it definitely, like, I agree with you that like having that person to have that overarching viewpoint, kind of pulling everything together, and like you said, not so much stuck in the weeds, it definitely is vital. And like I talking to a lot of gym owners myself, and obviously being a gym owner myself in the past, that I know a lot of times like they are kind of just operate from like kind of shooting from the hip type of situation when it comes to marketing. And it's like whatever happens to be the inspiration for that month, it basically is the approach. And I think that's where obviously a lot of people are frustrated with their growth and not being able to make sure everything that they're doing is leading down that path. Do you have any like insight into possibly helping that type of gym owner shift their perspective from focusing so much on the immediate and looking at like the bigger picture of where they're going?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, let me put it into, you know, the terms we're speaking here. I mean, when you're a gym owner and you have new clients and, you know, they tell you what their goals are, like you have to be able to sit back and explain to them, you know, and educate them and let them know that, like, listen, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. Number one. Number two, there's a lot of components that go into it. So it's not just about, you know, working out 5 days a week, but it's about eating healthy as well and limiting your drinking and, you know, drinking a lot of water. And so there's all these like things that kind of work together as a comprehensive plan to get that person to meet their goals. It's the same exact thing with marketing and with gym marketing. There are so many aspects to marketing. There's so many different channels. You know, you really have to be able to understand, you know, or create a strategy based on your business goals that then leads to, you know, a defined set of marketing goals. And from there, all of the, you know, tactics and the channels, the marketing channels that you employ, you know, all those need to be able to go back and fit into that overarching, you know, theme and work towards these goals for you. And trying to just like, you know, do one-off things every month and not really integrating your marketing campaigns, that's just going to make them fall flat. And then that's where people, you know, waste time, money, and effort, and they get frustrated and just kind of feel defeated in my experience.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I know. I love that. So actually, like, I think it would actually might be helpful too for you to maybe break down for us, like, what exactly is a marketing strategy? Like, I think that's it can be an overwhelming type of thing, and I think a lot have a misconception on to, well, what it actually is, and where their focus should be, and how, with actually creating one, because I know a lot of times when you say marketing, just like their thought is like that goes right to like Facebook ads, and I think like that's like the marketing strategy. So I think, would you be able to kind of break that down, like kind of like what exactly is a marketing strategy and how like marketing is like different than advertising?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So the best way for me to describe marketing strategy, and this is how I speak to my clients about it, is marketing strategy is the why behind your marketing efforts. Its purpose is to basically outline or describe how your marketing goals are going to help you achieve your business goals. So, you know, what are your offers? What, you know, who are you going to deliver them to? Who's your target audience? How are you going to deliver your offers? Who are your competitors? What are they doing? You know, what should you be doing and investing in order to stay competitive? And then it just helps keep your marketing focused, and it helps measure your sales results. So the first thing I typically do when I work with a client is I work with them to create that marketing strategy. And, you know, it can take some time, but once you get that in place, it really does. It brings everybody on your team, you know, down to the same, like looking at the exact same thing. I would call it like, you know, the Bible, if you will, like the Bible of marketing. Everybody on the team needs to be focused on what this document says, what's outlined here, and then everything that we do marketing wise should always somehow like come back to this. This is the foundation of it. And if we're talking about doing paid ads, but we look back at the marketing goals and our strategy and it doesn't align, then paid ads are just a waste of time and money. So then we make decisions on what we do and where we spend our marketing budget based on the strategy we've created and outlined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, and it's a simple, obviously, that's a very simple way to break it down. And so, like, I guess maybe someone who's newer to this concept of actually creating a strategy behind their actions, like you said, like the why behind it, where would they start?
I think they'd start with their business goals. So like if I was a gym owner, I would say, okay, I want to get to this amount of revenue per month, or I want to get to this amount of new clients per month. Another business goal might be, I want to retain this many clients, you know, or have my retention rate be this, you know, each month or each quarter, each year, whatever it is. So like that's kind of really where we start. Like that is the number one thing you want to outline is, what are your business goals? Because marketing is just a function of that. You know, as you know, Justin, and as you know, I know you talk to your clients about, you know, there's all different parts of business and they all kind of have to, you know, they all fit together to create this a profitable business. And marketing is just one piece of that. And the only way to figure out what kind of marketing you need to be engaging in is to know what are your business goals. And then from there, I work with my clients to then outline marketing goals that will get us to those bigger business goals.
Mm. Yeah.
And then going into it a little more, like, you know, the strategy is the why. And then from there, you know, once we have the why and kind of, you know, we need to figure out the how, and that's when you go into like creating an actual tactical marketing plan.
Mm, okay. So with like piecing this together, like, so again, like someone who's newer to running their business in this way, is there like, a time frame that you would recommend to start with, so that maybe it's not so maybe overbearing? Mm-hmm. Like say, like in a sense of like, should they look at like a 3-month snapshot or 6-month snapshot? Like, how far out should they start looking at creating something? Again, if this is something newer to them.
Yeah. So 3 months is, I think, a great start. You know, that being said, I like to work on like a rolling 3 months. So like, you know, they could start by creating, you know, their plan for Q1, but, you know, basically by the end of January right now, they should already be thinking about what are the things they're going to be doing as we get into Q2. But I'd say 3 months. Really what it comes down to is just picking a few goals you want to hit, and then figuring out the quickest way to get to them and just starting somewhere. Like, I know it seems really overwhelming when people like think about creating a marketing plan, but you just got to pick a few activities that you can do, some on a daily basis, some on a weekly basis, some on a monthly basis. And you just write them down and you start, you know, just start executing. And then, you know, in time, obviously you can build upon that, add activities, you know, see what works and what doesn't, and then, you know, pivot from there or adjust as needed.
Mm. And do you think just, I mean, it doesn't necessarily be to the, just the gym industry in general, but like, would you say like when it comes to small businesses, this is like probably one of the areas that a lot lack in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as small business owners in general, regardless of the industry, you know, owners are doing a lot. They're doing everything a lot of the time. You know, so just trying to keep up with the financials and running the business and, you know, talking to potential clients and sales and, you know, adding, you know, marketing is just one more thing. And especially if you're not an expert in it, which, you know, it's highly unlikely that most small business owners are marketing experts, because it's a very specialized, thing. So assuming that they don't have, you know, the marketing expertise that is, you know, needed, I could see where that's just like extremely overwhelming for people. So, it's a common theme with all small business owners, you know, that I've seen over the years. It's just something that they struggle with. They don't want to put money into marketing. It seems to be like the last thing people want to spend money on, but it's also one of the most important things. Because if you're not getting new clients in, you know, inevitably you're going to churn clients. So you always need to be getting, you know, or doing activities to get the word out there for, you know, brand awareness and lead gen, so that you can be bringing in new people.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting dynamic that they want to grow and they want more clients, but then they don't want to put money into making it happen.
it's definitely an investment. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is, I can speak from the gym industry, is that unfortunately, there are a lot of services out there that aren't so great. So I think it's made people gun shy to put money into something. I think it's a combination of things. I don't think it's always a service. I think it's also their expectations aren't correct. And I think some people think sometimes too, like when they just like throw money into something and the money's just come pouring back at them, like as soon as possible. And so I think it's a combination, I think, of maybe some service providers that aren't so great, and also I think the owner themselves having, unrealistic expectations. Would you think that would be accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two parts to that. I think, you know, I think the expectations should be set up front. I understand completely. If somebody's putting, you know, investing money into a service, you know, they want to see results almost immediately. And, you know, that's with anything, right? But the expectation, you know, I think often it's poorly set on behalf of the service provider. But for marketing, it's not in general a quick thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, yeah, paid ads should be getting you leads almost immediately, but, you know, most marketing activities are more of like a long game play. So, you know, SEO, search engine stuff, like that can take 6 to 9 months plus to really take hold and like produce results for someone's, you know, website. Paid ads are, again, are a little quicker, but those are lead gen things. Not necessarily going to get you clients immediately. And then, yeah, there's various other activities, but I would just say in general that most of them take some time. Like, and that's why I think a lot of marketing service providers will, they'll try to do, you know, like contracts, like, hey, give me 3 months or commit to working 6 months with me. Because they realize that it does take some time to take hold and really produce results. And I think a lot of small business owners, or most business owners, don't understand that, or haven't been, you know, the expectation hasn't been outlined explicitly for them.
Yeah, no, I definitely makes sense. And that, like, for me, that, like, my eyes opened with one of my friends and mentors in business, where he actually didn't even like when it comes to like the pay a dad channel, like, he didn't start doing ads until he was already at a 7-figure run rate. So he really just focused on, obviously, dialing in his strategy and being consistent with it, having a proven model behind it, then putting Rocket Fuel on. So it was, the point of that was just to show that, like, when you're disciplined to the greater picture and the long game, it has such a massive impact on your business, and it starts multiplying quicker than it would if you just try to focus on, like, getting a quick return now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And one thing, like, I try to talk to my clients about is, you know, making sure, kind of like you said, that you have the strategy in place. You know, you've got all the foundational pieces set. Your business is running smoothly. You know, you're retaining clients. You're, you know, you've got your system set up, and then investing in paid advertisement, because, you know, these are, in general, they're cold leads. You know, they're people that are being targeted based on, you know, filters that are set through, you know, social listening and all of that. So, you know, they've never, in many cases, heard of your business. And so they're a legitimately cold lead, and to expect a cold lead to, you know, instantly become a new client in a short period of time, is, that's a pretty high expectation. So, but yeah, if you've already got your ducks in a row and your foundation set up and your organic stuff all good to go, then absolutely, I think paid advertising, it could be a good move.
Definitely. So I was curious too, like, with your, obviously, your background in coming from the corporate space into the small business entrepreneurial space, where do you see a lot of blind spots or lacking when it comes to, obviously, like, the marketing approach, and how do you feel like gym owners, like, kind of, like, fit into that?
Yeah, I think that the biggest blind spot I see is I guess they just, it's no strategy, is really what it comes down to. There's no higher level strategy that everything is kind of working towards. So it's more kind of like, you know, I call it shiny object syndrome sometimes. Like, you'll read an article, and I do this too, don't get me wrong, but you read an article and it says, well, you should do this and you should try this. And Facebook ads are the biggest, you know, are the best thing to be doing for marketing. So, you know, people just hear all these things and they just start doing it, but there's no strategy behind it. And a lot of times they're not tracking it. So, like, tracking is a really big thing in my mind. And I do talk about this with all my clients. Some level of tracking is just so necessary in marketing. Otherwise you are probably wasting money. And you have no visibility into that. So, you know, that's a big blind spot, I think, for a lot of small businesses, and especially gym owners as well. It's like, they're just doing things to do them because they're told that's what they should be doing, but they're not tracking the results, and they really have no idea what the return on investment is for those activities. And that's just, you know, it's just a waste.
Yeah. No, that's so true, obviously, because, I mean, like, how could you say one way or another if it's working or not working if you really don't have the facts? And that's where, I guess, you can get in the dangerous territory of relying on emotions, which can not be such a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, even as an example, you know, as, like, a gym owner, I think ads are pretty popular, and I think that, like, you know, with, like, New Year's, specifically that time of year. I know like it's known that like people want to, you know, new year, new me. So they want to sign up for gym memberships. But then what you have to consider is like when you're targeting these people, like you still want to make sure you're targeting the right people because you want them to stay. So you want them to like start the gym membership or become a client for the right reasons. And then if they do that for the right reasons, there's a better chance they're going to end up staying and you'll retain them and they'll be long-term clients as opposed to like having this influx of new clients in January who end up falling off in February because, you know, the advertising was just really great, you know? So, and that goes into, I'm sure, like the sales conversation, which I'm not an expert in by any means, but you know, when you have those follow-up conversations with new leads, like being able to ask the right questions to figure out if this person's goals, you know, make sense and if it's going to make them, you know, more apt to being a longer term client.
Oh, definitely. And obviously, like you said, like that, like attracting the right person, it all comes down to the overall strategy approach and the way that you're presenting yourself to, obviously the goal is to attract the right type of person that you want. And that's obviously like we kind of bring it back full circle. It's kind of like the point of the fractional CMO and having their pulse on that and really making sure that you're moving in that direction. So I was curious if you can actually kind of like, it break down for us, where would you have to be in your business to even be considering to have a role like this on your team?
I think what I try to tell people is, you know, when you've got a stable enough business to where, you know, you're able to make ends meet, but you feel stuck and you're ready to take it to the next level, I think that's where hiring a fractional CMO would probably make the most sense. You know, if hiring somebody, a professional like that's going to, you know, put you under every month and, you know, make it hard to pay your staff, then, you know, obviously that's probably not going to be the best, you know, utilization of that, you know, of that money. But if you're at a point to where things are okay, but you're just ready and you just need it to the next level and you're not sure quite how to get there, I think that's really when it makes the most sense for any gym owner or any small business owner in general to consider hiring that kind of higher level strategic thinking person who can, you know, work with them and their team to come up with a strategy, come up with the plan, and then figure out the best way to execute the plan.
Okay. So, like obviously you mentioned that like obviously it shouldn't be a financial burden. So I guess with that in mind, say if someone who maybe is considering something like this after hearing this type of conversation on it, what would be like the ballpark range of what they can expect a salary for this type of role?
Yeah. So like for like me specifically, I'm sure the, you know, the cost varies person to person and even the type, like the level of businesses that they'll work with varies. But you know, like for somebody like me, it's kind of, it's a retainer. And you know, it can start anywhere from, you know, 500 and up. And it's really a matter of how much of their time do you really want? You know, what are your goals? Again, it always goes back to what your goals are, because if your goals are super aggressive, then you're going to need that person to be available and, you know, working with you more often than if you've just got one or two kind of, you know, not quite as strong or aggressive goals. And also I'd say too, depending on how fast you want to get from point A to point B. So if your goals are like, okay, get from here to here in 1 year, that gives you some leeway and more time to get to that goal. Whereas if you're like, I need to be here in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months, you're going to need to be able to, you know, utilize that person more frequently, and, you know, have them spend more time with you and your organization in order to get to those places faster.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And I was asking obviously to give them like a framework of where they should be ballpark going into this. So, it's like a deer in headlights.
yeah. And don't get me wrong, I mean, there's fractional CMOs that, you know, they charge you $10,000 to work with their, you know, just to basically do a 90-minute strategy call. But,
yeah.
You know, I think that's where I just defer a little is that, you know, I understand that I'm working with small businesses. You know, I want it to be reasonable fees. I want it to be attainable. And you know, and then from there you can grow. Like, you know, some of my clients, I might start working with them for, you know, a few hours at a time each week. And then, you know, things go so well that we increase that or double it, you know, over the course of in, you know, in time. So it really does vary. But yeah, I'd say, you know, starting, probably looking at least 500 a month.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, the flip side of that, say like someone who's listening to this, they realize, okay, like, yeah, I don't have a marketing strategy. That's a weak point for me, but I'm not at a place where I can bring someone on like this. Like, how would you recommend they best move forward with creating more structure in their marketing if they know that it's not their skill set?
Mm-hmm. I see the first part, the first thing I would do is, you know, there's a million free resources online. You know, just find some kind of a basic marketing strategy template. You know, read through a couple articles, assess, and or, you know, you can just pay to have a consultative, you know, like strategy session with an expert marketer, and they can help kind of guide you on that piece of it. And then, you know, utilizing both yourself and any of the, you know, resources you have within your organization. So if you have any staff members that are kind of adept in things like that, you know, just really working with them to create this cohesive strategy that aligns with the business goals. And then from there, you know, again, going into just finding free online resources to create an actual tactical plan, and then figuring out who can help you to execute that plan within your organization. And if you don't have any employees, like if you're not at that point in your journey yet, I would say to gym owners specifically, like there's so many, you know, virtual assistants out there and, you know, social media managers who do it part-time. And, you know, so just starting somewhere, maybe starting small and getting some kind of level of support so that you're not literally trying to do it all and run your business and, you know, sell the business, you know, because that just gets overwhelming.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like that's what leads to burnout, obviously. Cause, I mean, it's going to lead to you doing things constantly that aren't your skill set and that you don't like doing. And that's going to drain you so much more than, the work itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
But I think that was powerful. And I think that's something to consider that I think a lot of gym owners like aren't looking at and particularly this type of role and helping them obviously with their marketing. And like you said, like most people, I would say like they start gyms aren't because they're, like you said, marketing experts. It's coming from a place of passion. So I think it's kind of realizing what your lane is and then making sure that you're going about it in the best way, whether it is hiring a fractional CMO or, like Debbie mentioned, using a VA or another type of outsourcing type of person to leverage your time better and bring somebody in that can provide the expertise that you're lacking. I mean, that's definitely something worth considering. And looking into further. But as we work towards wrapping up the conversation, as I mentioned to you before, Debbie, I'd like to kind of end on getting like some like your perspective on what you would say to a gym owner that came to you basically. So like a gym owner came to you looking for support from based on where you come from, your background, where your insights, your wisdom comes from. Like, what do you feel is the most important thing for that gym owner to hear?
I think the most important thing is just, you know, like any business owner, you know, getting into the day-to-day stuff and all the different aspects of a business and running a business that you're dealing with, like the marketing sometimes really just seem to fall to the wayside. And I just think it is, and I really feel truly about this, that marketing is one of the most important pieces of a business. And even like, you know, during COVID, when, you know, things were obviously really bad, especially for, you know, gyms, marketing is the thing that should always be constant, even in rough times, even when business is down. Like, marketing should never subside in my mind. Mm. Obviously, there's going to be more of a budget in good times and less of a budget in bad times, but you still need to always be marketing and always thinking about, you know, what is going to be, you know, the next marketing activity that you're going to engage in, or even just the few things you're going to be engaging in consistently to keep your business moving forward and to keep, you know, brand awareness going and to keep the lead gen going. It's a necessity in my mind. Like, there's no giving it up for anything else. And that's, I'd say, what I think is the most important thing for small business owners to understand.
Well, there you go. Now you have it. Like, that's I think a good way to wrap up the conversation and to really drive home, I think, like, the importance of marketing, and not only just marketing, obviously having a strategy behind the marketing, a deeper purpose and why behind it. So I appreciate you sharing that, Debbie, and I, more importantly, obviously appreciate your time. So what I wanted to really put out there before we close out is where people can connect with you. So if somebody has more questions on this, they want to, like, it piqued their interest on this, like, what you provide, or even just asking questions on a marketing role, where's the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. So you can follow me on Instagram at Debbie Oster Marketing. And then also, you know, feel free to email me. I'm very responsive. So Debbie@DebbieOster.com. But yeah, I'm super active on Instagram and again, very responsive via email. So by all means, feel free to reach out with any questions.
Awesome. And we'll definitely be sure to have those links in the show notes for you guys as well. So if you're not in the place right now to easily write that down or connect, don't worry. We'll have that in there for you. And I do hope and encourage you to reach out to Debbie if you do have any questions, this piqued any thoughts for you, because, like, that's where opportunities are created. And new doors can be opened when you put your stuff out there, reach out to people, connect, and see what happens. So I encourage you to do that. Again, we will have those in the show notes for you. And Debbie, thank you so much again for your time. We really appreciate everything that you shared and everything that you're giving back to your clients too.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin. It was a pleasure being here.
And I just want to obviously thank you, the listener, because obviously we wouldn't have a show if you weren't listening. So we really appreciate you taking the time to check us out and listen to this. And we're happy that you're looking for ways and resources to improve your business. It's vital as we move forward on this journey that you never stop that pursuit. So we appreciate you taking the time to do that and that we are a part of that. And with that being said, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on the Fitness Business Freedom Show. On behalf of Fitness Revolution and myself, we are thrilled you are looking for ways and resources to move your business forward. And we are honored to be that source for you. If you would like to receive more business building support from us, be sure to head over to the show notes and join our subscriber list and stay on top of all the industry insights that matter most to you. Now, before I close out today's show, if you found this episode beneficial in any way, I just ask you to leave us a simple review to help other gym owners find us and discover this show. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show.